A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to give me my share of our inheritance." He replied, "Friend, who has set me up as your judge or arbiter?" Then he said to the crowd, "Avoid greed in all its forms. A man may be wealthy, but his possessions do not guarantee him life." He told them a parable in these words. There was a rich man who had a good harvest. "What shall I do?" he asked himself. "I have no place to store my harvest." "I know," he said. "I will pull down my grain bins and build larger ones. All my grain and my goods will go there. Then I will say to myself, 'You have blessings in reserve for years to come. Relax, eat heartily, drink well, enjoy yourself.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life shall be required of you. To whom will all this piled up wealth of yours go?" That is the way it works with the man who grows rich for himself instead of growing rich in the sight of God. The Gospel of our Lord. There used to be a very popular bumper sticker that read, "He who dies with the most toys wins." The ludicrous of that statement brought many a chuckle to our readers. But unfortunately, many of us still live our lives as if that statement were true. Jesus tells us quite explicitly in today's gospel, possessions do not guarantee you life. Yet if we were to take a day in our life and divide the hours up, how many of those hours would be spent concerned about physical possessions? Yes, we must acknowledge that we are physical beings and that we need to take care of our physical needs. Food, clothing, shelter, even relaxation. But maybe we could look at our days differently in the light of today's gospel. Maybe we don't need to spend that extra hour at work. Maybe we could put the work on the desk to do in the morning and go home to our families. Or stop for a half an hour on the way home from work to spend visitation with our Lord. Maybe during the day we could think of our work as not just another day, another dollar, but how can I bring Christ to my fellow workers today? How can I share Christ's hope with those my job affects? Our work is not just about gaining mere possessions, but about serving God's family. And as we look at the possessions we do have, maybe we could lighten our load. Maybe we don't really need 4 DVD players. Maybe we could donate some to a worthy cause. As I grow older, I look at all the stuff I've accumulated, and I know someone will have to get rid of it for me when I'm gone. Maybe I could make it easier for them by lightening my load while I'm alive. When a loved one dies, we don't remember how many clothes were in their closet or how many cars were in their garage. We remember our interactions with them, their expressions of love, the times they took to talk with us and be with us. Help us to let go of accumulation and simplify the clutter in our lives. Let us make time for relationships with our loved ones and with God. These are the riches Jesus talks about in today's gospel. Let us grow rich in the sight of the Lord.